And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 100.5 FM.
The Achuar people live in the remote headwaters of the Amazon River along the border of Peru and Ecuador. Their traditional territories are a week's travel by bus, boat, and canoe from the capital city of Lima. The oil fields under eastern Achuar territory have been drilled for oil for decades. In recent years, the Achuar have been fighting threats to three relatively untouched river basins where they still hunt, fish, and raise crops. The Canadian company Talisman Energy is one of the most recent energy companies to drill exploratory wells and to do seismic testing in these wetlands. But this month, Talisman announced that it will stop all oil exploration activities in the Peruvian Amazon and leave the country. Gregor McClellan is with the organization Amazon Watch, and he joins me this morning from San Francisco. Hello, Gregor.
Hello, Jane. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, the oil companies call the area where Talisman has been active Block 64. Could you describe for me what this area is like?
Block 64 is one of the oil concessions that the Peruvian government basically drew up on a map. This particular concession was drawn up in 1995 with no consultation with the Achuar people that live there. And it encompasses an area of headwaters and swampland forest between two river basins, the Morona and the Pastaza river basins, where approximately 48 Achuar communities live and have lived for many generations.
So it's an area that is, as you say, it's a wetland area. It's a river basin. This is the kind of area where oil drilling would be presumably devastating to the local environment.
Well, there's been relatively little oil drilling in the Amazon rainforest. It's a very difficult place to drill. It's a very difficult place to do anything. Everything tends to rust and rot and break and go wrong. But the two large-scale oil projects that have gone on, which is just to the east of where the Achuar live, with another group of Achuar called Oil Block 1AB, and also another oil block in the northeast Ecuador in Amazon that was operated by Texaco, now Chevron. Both those oil blocks have been a complete disaster for the environment and for the indigenous people that live there, with countless oil spills, with contamination of the rivers, with sickness and cancer in the communities. So the experience of oil drilling in the Amazon has been a very, very negative one, and it's a very difficult area to operate in cleanly, and it's a very fragile environment that is very easily affected by any contamination.
Why did Talisman finally decide to abandon their attempts to extract oil there?
Well, Talisman is the fifth oil company that has tried to drill for oil in Block 64 since it was first, the contract was first signed with ARCO back in 1995. Talisman came insisting that they were going to be different, that they were going to work with the agreement of the local communities. But since their arrival, the majority of the Achuar living inside the oil concession have been outright opposed to them. And we've been accompanying the Achuar in a campaign and building allies with Canadian civil society groups and Canadian indigenous people to pressure Talisman to leave. Now, they finally left at the beginning of this month, and they, like any oil company, would never admit that it has anything to do with any campaign or anything to do with opposition, and they have repeatedly stated that they have always worked with the agreement of the communities despite the Achuar's opposition, and they state that they're leaving for restructuring reasons and for financial reasons. However, for us, this really there's a clear indication that the campaign and the public embarrassment and the pressure that has been created in Canada and internationally has been a major influence. And it's a kind of example that an oil company can't get away with a slick PR campaign and continue as business as usual. And really operating in an area like this without the consent of indigenous people certainly bad business, and it's not something that's going to work for the oil industry.
Now, the Achuar actually traveled to Calgary on several occasions, and I mean, for us, traveling to Calgary doesn't seem like a big deal, but for them, that's a really major commitment.
Well, the trip to Canada started in the Achuar's home in a village in the remote headwaters of the Amazon, and a 2 to 3 day journey in a wooden canoe with a little lawnmower motor on the back downriver. And then eventually arriving in Calgary after a total of 7 days' journey for some of the people that went there. And Calgary is a big step away from the Amazon, both in terms of the natural environment and the plains compared with their Amazon rainforest, but more than anything, I think what the Achuar suffered from, and I suffered from too, was the temperature and the biting cold and the snow, which we saw for the first time when we were there. And it was certainly a big struggle for them that was certainly tempered, though, by the people that we met there, the people living in Calgary and the indigenous people living around who were living there who joined us and certainly made us feel more at home there than we ever expected to be.
Do you think that was a significant a feature of the campaign, that these people who are prepared to come this far to say get out of our territory?
It was a big step for the Achuar. They were, to be honest, at the beginning they were confused about what was happening because they had heard Talisman announce that they would only operate with the agreement of communities, and to them it was simple because they were opposed and they decided they didn't want oil, and they were very clear in their local rules that no oil drilling was allowed. And when Talisman continued to operate and started drilling exploratory wells, it didn't make sense for them. It was a front. I was sat there in assembly meetings between the chiefs, and they couldn't. Why are they continuing to operate? We've told them very clearly that they're not allowed to operate here. And they need to go. We've marched to their drilling platforms, and we've stood there in protest, and they continue. So they decided the only next step was to go to their corporate headquarters, which they'd learned were in Calgary, and to speak directly to the senior management and the CEO and explain it directly to him and the shareholders in the hope that that would lead to some change.
I understand that they also documented and mapped everything that's important to them in a huge area.
Sorry, excuse me. Yes, I actually started working with the Achuar back in 2003, and when I met them, they were concerned because they'd seen government maps of where they lived, and they appeared like a large empty space which was listed as a state land. This is all in an area where they hunt and fish in, and ancestry they've used for many generations. And I worked with them to help put on a map everything that is important to them and everything they use, from hunting paths to fishing grounds to places where spiritual beings live, where they go to meditate and receive a vision from the spirits of the forest, to where they collect medicinal plants or roofing palms for their houses. And this map helped visualize and show to the oil company and to supporters how it was that an oil operation 15 miles from a community can directly affect them because of the huge areas of land that these people are living in and using regularly, and their deep connection that they have with the rainforest, and how much they rely on the healthy forests and the rivers for their way of life.
Now, I understand that Peruvian President Ollanta Humala is bringing in reforms to allow indigenous communities what they call prior consultation. Will that be effective in protecting indigenous rights in the future?
The battle over consultation and indigenous people's rights to have a say over their own futures and what's happening, the future of the Amazon rainforest, has been a long struggle over the last decades in Peru, and it was the source of major uprising of tens of thousands of indigenous people and protests across the whole Amazon back in 2009 that ended tragically with a clash between protesters and police in the town of Bauer in northern Peru that ended with 34 police and indigenous peoples killed. And that was a key fight in that, those protests were over the right to consultation. When Ollanta Humala came in last year, he came in with the promise that he would enact new laws and legislation to ensure that indigenous people are consulted, and there's prior consultation with indigenous people. And there, he came in on the, with a lot of hope from the indigenous population. However, that those hopes have started to fade as the legislation that has been introduced has been slowly weakened. Loopholes are being opened that allow industry to go ahead if they want to. And what we're facing is laws that essentially say, yes, we'll consult with indigenous people, but if they don't agree to our agenda and if they don't agree to the plans to implement large-scale oil drilling or mining in this area, then they get overruled. So while there was hope in these new laws, there's concern now, particularly as the Ollanta government, like previous governments, continues with this large vision of seeing the Amazon simply as a kind of an unused resource that needs to be exploited by international corporations for mining, logging, and oil drilling, largely ignoring the sustainable livelihoods of the indigenous people that are living there.
Now, you said this was the fifth oil company in the region. Do you think there'll be another one that will come in after Talisman?
I certainly think the Peruvian government will be looking to try to market this oil block to another company. Talisman tried to sell it, and they haven't been able to sell it, and I think they will be continuing to try to look to a buyer. You know, we strongly encourage that Talisman, if it is the case that they're concerned about indigenous rights and they're concerned about operating responsibly, that they simply hand back the oil concession to the government and they just don't hand it off to another company to continue the oil drilling there. This oil block, is part of a much larger plan in this area of the Amazon, spanning both northern Peru and southern Ecuador, where there are plans on the table to open up more than a dozen new oil concessions, areas for exploratory drilling in this region, spanning an area of several million hectares across this area of Amazon headwaters, which this area between Peru and Ecuador is the most biodiverse area of the Amazon, which is one of the most biodiverse places in the world. And the large-scale oil development in this region will spell disaster for the environment and also for all the indigenous people who live there. And the growing majority of the indigenous people living there, seeing the impacts of oil drilling in the Amazon and around the world, are very much opposed to that and saying that this is not a path of development that we want to take. So while Talisman leaving, I think, is a significant milestone, and I think it is going to send a clear message to the oil industry that operating without indigenous consent is, from an industry perspective, not easy. It's not something you should be doing. I think that we'll see continued attempts in this oil block and surrounding oil blocks. There are big pipeline plans through this region. There are big oil development plans, and it's going to be a longer term struggle for the indigenous peoples living there.
Thanks so much for talking to me this morning, Gregor.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Gregor McLennan. He's from Amazon Watch. If you want more information about the struggle, you can go to their website, amazonwatch.org.